BFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Shake it out.
Turn it on.
6:03 for a Monday morning as we kick in into this week officially right here.
Did you guys see the cat that was in the car park this morning?
A cat?
A black cat.
No, I didn't see the cat. Bad luck, isn't
bad
it?
Bad luck. I chased it.
With your car?
No.
Oh, you got out of the car?
That's got to be even worse luck.
Really? Chasing it?
Chasing a black cat.
I wanted to pat it.
Oh, okay.
You didn't run under a ladder at the same time, did you, while you chased the black cat and then smashed some mirror on the way through?
And then opened up the umbrella when you got inside.
All right, guys, I get it. All right.
You got bad luck coming your way for
the rest of the week. Are people that superstitious?
I am.
Really?
I won't walk under a ladder.
Yeah, I won't walk under a ladder.
And I won't smash a mirror. And I don't chase black cats either, funnily enough.
But what if it's really cute and fluffy?
We had a black cat back in the day.
Really?
Sammy ate snail pellets, the poor thing.
Really?
Yeah, passed away.
My nan and pa happened to their cat as well. It was a black cat, had a tiny white tip on its tail. And my pa, this is, actually, I don't know if I want to tell this story.
Why? Can't get halfway through and then
this is a long time ago, okay? I don't think I was even born yet. Anyway, the cat needed to be dissexed,
yes.
And it was a male cat, and my pa and Uncle Pat decided they would do it themselves. And they put a bag over its head and they did it, and then the cat passed out and my pa gave mouth to mouth to the cat.
That is,
you know, that's a story I got told when I was younger, and it haunted me my whole life.
I've never thought to use the F word on this show, but that is no good.
My pa, if you had met him,
school,
bless him,
school.
He was old school. He was a medic in the army.
Right.
He fought over in Papua New Guinea.
Okay.
And he was, technically he was a trained medic. I mean, not a trained vet, but don't do that at home. No. I regret telling the story. Let's move on.
What is going on here?
I come from the country, okay?
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
101.3.
Check it out.
CFM.
I'm a little while out of the dating game, Bree. It's been a little while.
You're off the market.
I'm off the market. I mean, if
well,
I was,
that's what you say.
If I was still on the dating scene, though, I think I'd go right. But I caught up with it.
Okay. It's a different world in 2017.
It is a different world, and that's what I'm slowly working out. I caught up with a mate, Rob Waddell, and he joins us on the show right now. Morning, Rob.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hello, mate. Hey, good to catch up. And when we caught up, you said to me you dropped a bombshell when it comes to dating. So how long have you been single now?
Oh, I'll be going on 2.5 years now, a bit of experience.
2.5 years in the game.
That's
and
a fair amount of time, Rob.
I've been out with my mate, and he goes well.
Okay.
I've got to say, I'll put it out there. He does very well for himself. But when it comes to the first date, Rob, what did you tell me? What happens?
Oh, well, first I better clear up, scraping the bottom of the barrel, mate. Don't do too well. Take what I can.
Oh, humble, modest. That's how he gets them.
Solid threes. You're knocking them down, Rob. Solid threes.
Take what you can get.
Yeah, that's it. If I manage to get one, I was just mentioning to you there's a few key things you got to remember just to improve your chances of success. The first one is you got to rock up late.
So late to the date. You've got to rock up late to the date.
That would piss me off, Rob, can I just say?
You've got Bree offside already, mate.
I'm already offside.
Okay, so how late? How late are we talking, Rob?
Oh, only 5 or 10. You don't want to leave it too long.
5 minutes, I'm cool. 10 minutes, yeah, okay.
You don't want to be too keen, do you? You don't want to be the first one sitting there, you know, waiting for them to get there. It's a bit sad. You got to play it cool.
It's them or me. Yeah,
exactly. There you go.
Being punctual is sexy,
no,
Rob.
No, it's not.
Can I just
being
say?
Being punctual is sexy. Oh,
there's no time like the present.
Turn it into a bumper sticker. Make that a bumper sticker.
I would sell a lot of those, thank you.
All right, so that's first rule, okay? First rule of dating.
First rule, yeah. Go through the date, you know, as planned. No surprises there. But when it comes to the bill at the end, you've got to split it. You've got to make them pay half. You've got to do it.
How do you tackle that, though, Rob?
Well, I mean, they all do it. The bill will come, and then they'll fumble around in their bag, pretending they're about to get their wallet out, and you know that.
That's not me. I always insist I want to pay at least my half, if not more. I don't care about that.
And what do they say? Do they say yes, okay?
Usually, most say, oh, no, let me get it, and then I'll insist. I'll say, no, I don't want to.
You don't want a guy paying for you on the first date.
No, because I feel like it's, well, you know what? I think it's nice if they kind of do the sneaky, which this is a tip for guys. If they do the sneaky and you go to the bathroom and they pay,
you come back and it's paid.
That's
for.
Nice, yeah. But if you're both sitting there and the bill comes, I think split it.
Sounds like you're right up my mate Robbie's alley.
Yeah, I know. You saw it from the top shelf, you know.
Okay, and
so, the wrong girl.
How do you tackle it then, Robbie, when the bill comes and
is
you want
awkward?
Them to pay half, how do you get it to happen?
No, not awkward. They'll usually do like a little token. They'll go, oh, you know, should we split it or something? And they expect you to say no. But I'm just like, yeah.
I usually have my money ready. So it's not a case of, oh, should we split in or should I get out?
Right, okay.
I'll go, here's my $30 or whatever.
Well,
and
I said,
I'm
in. Coming up to the Central Coast a bit more.
I said, that's not going to fly, mate. That's not going to get you a second date, asking them to pay half the cash. You've just got to pay for that first date. But he tells me otherwise.
You're saying you believe pay for the first one and then it's free game.
And then it's
that.
After that it's free game,
yeah,
especially
I don't mind
if you've
that.
Asked them on the date.
Yeah,
you've got to cover
I don't
it.
Mind that either.
He refuses. Robbie refuses half time,
you know,
every time.
You've got to, that it makes them feel like they're not good enough. They're like, oh, well, if I was good enough, then he'd pay for me.
So anything you like want to tell yourself, to Rob, to save a few dollars?
Look, I want to put it...
Financially, it's really good too.
I want to put it to the people, 13, 12, 16 right now. Pay on the first date or split it halves?
What do you think is getting you a second date?
Should guys pay in 2017 for that first date? Or is it all about equality these days, you know?
I think it depends
on the quality. Rob's into
it. Quality and saving those extra dollars.
Have you ever asked a girl to pay for the whole date, Rob?
No, sometimes I've offered, but I've never done that.
That's a bit rough.
That's the next step. That's where he's taking it.
That's when you're going to be single forever. Single forever.
Here come the ladies.
I'll stop it and I'll call you back.
Here come the ladies, Robbie. Stick around to find out what goes down here. 13, 12, 16, the calls are coming through. Who pays on that first date? It's always a tough one.
He's been single for 2.5 years. Yeah. But
having a good time.
That might be by choice.
Yeah.
So.
13, 12, 16.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3.
Check it out.
CFM.
When it comes to the first date, who pays? That's the question here. Caught up with my mate Robbie Waddell. We just had him on the show and he was telling us that on the first date, you've always got to rock up late. 5 to 10 minutes late is his first dating tip.
There's a mark through your name already with me.
And then second one is when it comes time to pay, you make, well... Is make the right word?
I don't think that's the right
word.
You
make them pay half. You pay half the date.
I don't think so. I think you put it on the table that, oh, you should be split the bill.
He's so adamant that he'll only put half the money down and he'll just leave it and go, rest is yours.
I don't think that would sit well. I think it's how you tackle it. See, I'm someone who I have my money ready to go for my half.
Okay.
Straight away.
Interested to find out what people think here. Mel, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
What's your take, Mel? What are you thinking?
I'm a bit on the fence. I think if I went on a date with that guy and he's like, here's my half, I'd be like, oh, that's a bit rude, like, with him.
So would I.
If you've invited someone to dinner, I really think, like, unless the girl's insisting I want to pay half, that the guy should pay. But in saying that, like, my partner, who we've been together for ages now, on our first date, like, I like to pay my own way. So, like, I just secretly, through the night, got up and put, like, $100 on our bill on the table. And he didn't know about it. And he didn't even know about it that night. He just, like, at the end of the night, he's like, oh, this is a bit cheaper than expected.
God, how big was the bill, Mel? How many drinks did you have?
Oh, Mel's gone.
Oh, no.
Her partner pulled the plug. You didn't want to be known as a tight ass.
But then I was going to ask Mel, though, does it go the other way? Like, if the girl invites the guy on a date, which it does happen, do they pay for the date?
Oh, okay. That's a good point. Yes.
Like, I totally see where Mel's coming from. If you invited someone, you've said, I want you to come out to dinner with me.
Please come.
Then I get that. First date, you should probably pay. But if it's the other way around and the girl invites the guy, then should she pay? Because she invited him.
And that's when you just load up on lobster and drinks and the whole deal. Yeah? That's when you...
such a typical Gaundy comment.
Let's go to Jake. Morning, Jake.
Morning.
How are you?
We're well, mate. Good. What's your take on this one?
I definitely believe that the male should pay on the first date, just from the way that I've been brought up. Males, like men have always, I'm kind of looked after their partners and girlfriends, and like it's just one of those old things.
It's chivalrous.
Yeah, chivalry there. That's
chivalry.
Something like that.
Did you hear my attempt at that word, Jake? Chivalrous. Chivalrous. Is that right?
No, that's not right either.
You almost got it.
Chivalrous? It is right. Okay. That is right. Chivalry, and it's chivalrous.
Yes.
It's chivalrous of the man.
Okay, and so you'll pay on a first date every single time, Jake?
Yeah, I agree with what Mel was saying before. So if the female, like, say, she insists on going out for dinner with the guy and whatnot, I agree. I think that the lady should definitely put at least half. Like, if the male insists on paying half of it, then, you know, by all means.
If we put it out there right now, Jake, and said 13, 12, 16, if you're a lady that has paid for a full first date, do you reckon we'd get anyone?
I have. Can I say? I'm going to put my hand up right now and say I have on more than one occasion.
So you've been on a date with a guy and then you've paid for the whole first date.
When I invited the guy on a date. Not when I've been invited. I haven't. But I have paid half in that occasion
as
well.
And did that pay in the end? Like, did you get a second date? I'm sure the guy would come back. He's thinking, this is great. Cheap dates.
Yeah, I think so. In the times, from memory. But
I copped it with my fiance now, Jamie. When we first went out, she lost her bag on one of the first nights we went out. Wallet, the whole deal was gone.
Really?
So I gave her $50 cash, and then a couple of days later, I sent her my bank details to get the money back.
Did you actually do that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I didn't want her to think that she was...
Are you serious?
I didn't want her to feel...
Gaundy.
I wanted her to feel like she, you know, paid her way, not just took $50 off me, so I sent her the bank details.
Here's my tip for the guys.
Hey, it worked out. I'm engaged.
Yeah, I'm sure. It took a while, though.
What's your tip?
This is my tip for the guys.
My closing dating tip.
If you invite a girl on a date, don't wait till the end of the night when the bill comes out. As soon as she goes to the bathroom, which girls always go to the bathroom, get up and pay for the date.
Okay.
On the first date, if you've invited her. I'm telling you now, that will always get you a second date.
Will it get you over the line? Will it lead to anything else?
Well, I can't speak to everyone else, but in my case, maybe.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
101.3.
Check it out.
CFM.
A lot of talk about the dark web over the last couple of weeks on this show.
Yeah, you and I have been discussing the dark web and how you didn't even know about it.
Didn't know it existed.
I couldn't believe that.
How did you find out from the guy that you were hanging out with that just happened to be on the dark web while you happened to be sitting there?
He mentioned it one day and I was like, what is this? And he showed it to me.
Okay, so this is the dodgy of the dodgy stuff, right?
This is where you can find anything from hitmen to guns to drugs, anything like that.
How have they not shut it down already? It's just impossible to shut down,
isn't it? The people who run it and who are on it are probably too smart.
We've been wanting to chat to someone for a while, and we've tracked someone down here this morning. So it's a professor. His name's Nigel Fair, and he joins us on the show right now. Morning, Nigel.
Morning.
Morning. Morning, guys.
What do you know about the dark web, mate?
Well, the dark web's an interesting place, as you said in your intro, and really it's just a subset of a thing called the deep web, which, of course, is a subset of the normal internet that we know and like and Google and Facebook and all that other sort of stuff.
Okay.
So have you ever been on the dark web?
I have. It's actually really quite easy to access. You just download the required software, which invariably is Tor, which stands for the Onion Router. Pretty simple thing to do, and then you can navigate your way around there.
Hang on a sec, mate. I'm just writing.
Don't do it. Why would you want to do that?
I'm interested. I want to see what it's all about.
Don't download stuff. Oh, no.
Isn't it one of those things, though, Nigel, if you did go about it and try to get yourself on, would people be then sort of interested in your internet activity?
Not necessarily, because the greater part of the dark web and using the Tor software as your browser is that no one actually knows who you are. And that's where we get the restricted and the anonymity that comes with it, because what you're doing is going through a number of other people's computers, and it's that last hop that gets you onto the website. So that's what is seen by the website you go to, not your actual computer itself.
Okay.
Have you ever hacked someone's computer, or could you do that if you wanted to?
No, of course not. That'd be illegal.
But you know how to do it?
Of course not.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe that either.
I'm going to claim the fifth on that one.
Okay. In your opinion, Nigel, should we start to be more careful about things like this? Should we be covering our webcams? Should we be looking into better internet security for our laptops?
Well, the webcams are a really interesting thing, and as you saw with the CIA WikiLeaks last week, a lot of smart devices are getting hacked. And so the short answer is yes, a little bit of electrical tape over your cam is not a bad idea.
Bree does that already.
I already do that.
She's got the tape over the...
But they're now saying smartphones, they're like cracking into the microphones on all these smart devices as well.
Wouldn't it just be people of interest though, Nigel, that they're trying to trace? I mean, or is it just everyday people?
It is people of interest, and our national security agencies logically target those people of interest. And the smart TV is the other interesting one. When we look at the connected home with our thermostat, our garage door, you know, electricity meter, et cetera, we're putting a lot of ourselves online at the moment and really not thinking about the consequences that come with it.
Nigel, if someone wanted to potentially through all that stuff, they could potentially kind of take over your life if they really wanted to.
Oh, absolutely. And when you think about, add that to your social media posts, there's a lot of data we put out about ourselves, which we just leave open.
Yep.
People could easily take over your life.
And then people wonder, oh, how did I get hacked or how did I get scammed?
I got scammed. My credit card got scammed of $1,700. And I wasn't even really checking the total sums until one day I sort of noticed it out of nowhere. So it can happen quite easily.
It happens without thinking. And the great thing about fraud is, and that's quite a high amount, is that the good criminals just do really low and high volume fraud amounts to sort of sail under that radar and still make plenty of money.
It's an interesting one.
Seriously, don't put in your card details on the internet. Use a third-party option like PayPal or something, and then you're covered.
Claims he's never been on the dark web. We still don't know whether to believe that or not. No, but Professor Canberra Uni, Nigel Fair, mate, thanks for joining us on the show and giving us all the latest on that stuff.
Thanks, guys.
Nigel here at CFM.
I want to get him back on. I have so many more questions.
Can we?
Okay.
I want to know more about the dark web.
Seriously. Honestly, you don't.
How dodgy can we get?
Yeah. Are we even allowed to be talking about this?
Probably not.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
101.3.
Check it out.
CFM. Hello, Bree and Gaunzy's Sticky Hotline. And I'm
so sick. All right, Sticky Hotline time. It's where we call a workplace and try and get a day off for someone that doesn't actually work at the workplace.
It's my turn this week.
One call is all you've got. There's no turning back. Whatever tactic you want to go with.
If you can't make it happen, if you can't get them to say you got the day off in this call, it's a no-go.
And it's hard because you don't know which road they're going to go down. Are they going to pretend to know you? Are they going to just say, we have no idea who you are? That's the hard thing. But you are good at this game. You're sitting on 3.5 days off. You got a half point.
Okay, who have you got for me this morning? Where are we calling?
Well, call a little place called Dolphin Marine Magic. It's like a dolphin fun park.
That is the most random place we've called so far.
Coffs Harbour.
But I do love dolphins. I'm a massive fan of the dolphin.
I'm going to punch in the number. Good luck. See if you can get a day off.
Okay, here we go.
All right. Patching you straight through now. Dolphin Marine Magic. Here we go.
Dolphin Marine Magic. This is Sonia.
Hi, Sonia. How are you?
Very good.
That's good. Guess who?
Who have I got? I don't know. I know, recognise the voice, sort of.
Come on, Sonia.
Think about it.
We work together.
No, it's not Lauren.
Is Lauren. Sonia.
You don't sound like you at all.
Really? I've had a cold.
Oh.
That could be it. But you got it in one. I was going to be offended if you didn't know. Hey, Sonia, I need to talk to someone about my roster.
Your roster?
Yeah. Who would be the best person to talk to today?
Okay. Who was I talking to?
Lauren.
Lauren. I'm thinking of the wrong Lauren. All right. So, about your roster, we probably need to talk to Troy, I guess.
That's my man.
Yep. All right. Put you through.
Thanks, Sonia.
See ya.
Touched by magic when they experience one of...
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Troy, it's Lauren.
Hey, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm going well.
That's good. Hey, Troy's up. Sorry, bit of a tough one for you. I've got to get out of my shift. I've got a really bad rash. I don't know what it's from, and I need to go to the doctor to get looked at.
Okie dokie. Sorry, who am I speaking with? Sorry.
Lauren.
Lauren, you know you're called Dolphin Marine Magic?
Yeah.
What area? I don't know. Do we have a Lauren work here?
Well, I've done some shifts, so hopefully I do. I'm not on the roster.
What department are you working, sorry?
The cafe.
Cafe. No. When was your last shift?
It would have been a couple of days ago.
Maybe. Yeah, there's nothing on the roster for a Lauren.
Oh, so there's no shifts coming up for me?
No.
Okay, I did tell Sonia the other day that I had this rash thing happening, so she might have spoken to someone for me.
Right, okay.
And got the days off, because I think I was meant to be working on Saturday.
Right, I didn't know that we had you employed at all.
Okay. I don't know.
I'm the HR manager, so that is a bit of a shock.
I swear I've met you before, Troy.
Right.
Lauren, tall, blondie, brown hair. I've got a nose piercing. Doesn't ring a bell.
No.
Oh, well, obviously I'm not memorable.
No.
That's all right. All right, well, it looks like I don't have to work on Saturday.
No.
There's no shift.
No, definitely not.
Oh, perfect. Awesome. Sounds good to me. I'll go get this thing checked out. Hopefully it's nothing bad, and I'll meet you again when I see you.
Yeah, not a problem.
Perfect. Thanks, Troy.
See ya.
See you, mate.
He has no idea what's going on.
He goes, what is this girl on about?
You don't want to pass that rash on to the Dolphins, do you?
I think I caught it from the Dolphins, to be honest.
You've got to stop making out with Dolphins.
It's a Dolphin rash.
So is that a pointer or not? Because we need to work this out.
It's grey area, isn't it?
It is very grey area at the moment. Can you say, I guess I don't work there, I have the day off? Does that count?
Technically, he did say, no, you don't have to work.
I reckon another half point.
That half a point and I'll run with it.
Which makes a whole point on your last half point.
Perfect. Well, I'm in.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3.
Check it out.
CFM.
I know we've talked a lot about Adele, haven't we?
Oh, well, can you have too much Adele when Adele's
Are you all
in
Adele'd out?
Are you Adele'd out?
No.
You went to the show more
I'm
Adele.
Not. sold out 2 ANZ stadiums worth of people, so nearly 200,000 people.
Friday night, Saturday night. She put on the second show because the first one on Friday packed out.
I think it's sold out in like an hour or an hour and a half or something. But I wanted to talk about the show that producer H and I went to. My mum and I, we were in the bleachers. Like, we were sitting way up in the high seats. And we're sitting right in the middle of where the stage was. And it was really interesting to see, like, during halfway through the show, like, there wasn't a big mosh pit, but they've had to carry this person out of the crowd. And because we were way up high, we could kind of see what was going on. And you could see all the medics coming through the aisles. And there's probably like 20 or 30 medics walking through to get to this person. And it was really, I don't know. They were kind of working on the person, and Adele kind of, at the end of a song, kind of walked over to see if they were all right, and they kind of were like,
From where you were sitting, did you find people started to notice it and it became
100%.
A thing? And everyone was sort of focused in on that, wondering if that person was okay.
And it was really weird to see, like, what was going to happen, like, if Adele would keep going. You could see Adele was kind of rocked by it. And
is this mid-song or is this at the
this was happening
point?
Mid-song, and then the song finished and Adele walked over and goes, someone's sick over here, like, is everything all right?
And that's what you need when you're
I know.
In the middle of having
Everyone
problems.
Everyone focused right now.
95,000 people looking at you.
Someone obviously said to her, no, it's not all right.
Right.
Take the focus away from here. And then she started doing another song. And anyway, during that song, you could see kind of the medics working on this person, and it looked like they were doing CPR. And Adele finished that song, and then she was about to start her next song, which had heaps of fireworks and stuff, and she stopped, and she goes, you could see she was really upset. She's like, I'm really upset. Like, I just want to make sure that this person's okay. Like, there's fireworks, and I don't want to scare them. And but apparently, and then they got taken away in an ambulance.
Because you thought, I chatted to you over the weekend, and you said that you thought that that person may have passed away. And I said, surely we would.
Well,
have heard.
I didn't
if
know.
Died at an Adele show. That would be news.
I didn't know, and I didn't want to you know,
speculate.
But apparently, yeah, there hasn't been all that much. But Adele dedicated a song to her on Saturday night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and was like, oh, I hope, you know, I don't really know what's going on, but this song is for that person. Yeah.
It's the sort of thing you'd think you'd see at a Foo Fighters show, not Adele.
Yeah, because, I mean, the mosh pit's not crazy.
No.
It's pretty mellow. I mean, all the songs are like power ballads, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know, could you get a glimpse of how old the lady was? Was it like an older kind of lady?
No, couldn't see anything like that. And all the, there was like, I don't know, 15, 20 people that were all kind of crowding around it, because it was right in the middle of the crowd on like where everyone was sitting, like down on the floor. So they were all crowding around the person trying to give them some privacy.
Mm.
So, I don't know, thoughts and prayers are with that person. Hopefully they're okay and they're recovering.
Some people just can't handle the excitement, can they?
I'm that person in a mosh pit. In a mosh pit, there's been a few times where I've nearly thought,
this is it.
I need to get out of here. Yeah, because I've been waiting, like I'd wait 12 hours in the line all day. It's a really long day. At the Ellie Goulding concert, I nearly had to be pulled out. I'm serious.
I thought you were going to say like Slipknot or something crazy. Ellie Goulding.
My back was hurting. I'm a taller person.
Thank you, dude. Oh, get me out of here, guys. The swaying.
Hey, teenage girls can get crazy, okay?
I bet they can.
Yeah.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
101.3.
Check it out.
CFM.
We're talking about the Adele show on Friday night.
Yeah, I went on Friday night and during the show, like a lady had passed out and you could see them doing CPR on her. It was crazy and I've never seen anything like it at a show before.
Well, 13 12 16 is our number. You can call our show anytime with anything, but Steve has given us a call this morning who is there.
You work at ANZ, do you, Steve?
I sure do.
Do you know exactly what happened? Is she okay?
I do know what happened. I can't say too much for obviously privacy reasons.
Yep.
When I spoke to the first aid team, which I know the controller of, she had a heart attack. She's in her mid-40s.
God.
It's at the end of Saturday night, she was still in ICU, but alive.
Okay. So she's in hospital and hopefully stable.
Yeah, she was. Let's just say they had to use the defib machine.
That's full on.
Yeah.
Is it the excitement of the whole thing, do you think, Steve?
Was she in the mosh pit, do you know, Steve?
I believe she had a pre-existing condition.
Right, okay.
Was she in the mosh pit or was she sitting outside?
Just outside.
Okay.
But it's the excitement of the whole situation,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, I can't say too much more than that.
Yeah.
She had five paramedics working on her at one stage.
That is crazy.
Part of the New South Wales Ambulance.
They did an amazing job, can I say?
It was
like lightning and there was just a bunch of people there and obviously giving her the best care that she needed.
Thanks for calling our show this morning,
Steve. Yes,
Steve,
appreciate that.
How annoying. You've spent $100-odd on tickets.
No, she would have spent $600.
$600 on tickets and as we've just heard there, she's going to come good, which is great. And when you do come good, you find out you miss the Adele show. Like, I mean, you would be annoyed at that, wouldn't you? $600 on a ticket, you come too. I mean, you're happy you're alive, but... Are you saying you wouldn't think like that? I'd think, well, there goes my $600. Didn't get to see Adele.
She got half of the show, and I bet, you know what, Adele's the type of person... I bet she'll get in contact with that
lady.
Do you
think?
100%.
Oh, that'd be cool.
100%. She dedicated a song to her. I bet you she will seek out that lady and see her when she gets
better. What do you know that we don't know, Rach?
She actually said, or I saw in an article that she commented, she said, I don't know who you are, but hopefully I'll find out who you are and I'll be seeing you soon.
Yeah,
so.
Well, there you go. That's a great thing. Maybe she can put her in that box that they travel together to on the stage.
Yeah, that's how she gets to the middle of the stage. I was thinking that. It's like a roadie box.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Amazing.
Anyway, hopefully all is well there.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
101.3.
Check it out.
CFM.
Chappelle Corby's back in the news.
Yeah, I did see this morning.
So it's set to be May 27 she can come back to Australia.
What is that?
That's only a week and a half.
They're saying 10 weeks, though.
10 weeks?
Yeah, that's what they're saying on the Today Show.
Right.
They're saying 10 weeks and she'll be set to come back.
Fully fledged back in Australia.
Yeah.
Would you want to come back to Australia? She's going to get hounded.
She would, yeah.
She's going to get hounded.
Can you imagine the attention, the paparazzi that'll follow her?
The second she walks out of customs, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be mayhem. They've sent a reporter over to try and get some stuff out of Chappelle because ever since she's come out of jail, she's kept a pretty low profile.
Yeah, because she's had to live in Bali, hasn't she?
Yeah. Mm. But they sent a reporter over there just to try and find out what Chappelle's been up to, and She gave nothing. Have a listen.
Chappelle, are you looking forward going back to Oz? Just a quick question. Are you looking forward going back to Australia? Chappelle?
She nearly ran him over.
Off into the Bali sunset.
On her scooter. Just, yeah. She was like, get out of my way.
They reckon that she might not be talking because she wants to sell her story. They up to $1 million
story. Well, could you imagine Sunday night
or 60 Minutes.
Or 60 Minutes going to town on that? They would be absolutely in a betting war.
They'll be fighting over that. What's this thing that
up to $1 million, yeah, you just said that.
She can't profit. Dollars. She can't profit off a crime.
Well, they actually took money off her, I don't know how many years ago now. She, like, sold her story to, I can't remember what magazine, but it was like $100,000 or something.
I think it's about $180,000.
Yeah, and they took it off her. But, yeah, because she can't profit off a crime that you did.
Just do it through Mercedes. Just go through Mercedes. Like, Mercedes gets the cash, you know, her sister.
Well, they have done that before,
They actually have also done that.
But I was saying she's always denied.
She's always claimed to be innocent.
Yeah, she's always denied everything. So technically, like, how does that, I don't know, play out?
So you think because she's done the crime, she's done the time for the crime, even though she said she's innocent, like, she should be able to make whatever cash she can? Say it if you think that. It's fine.
Like, I did say, I was like, I don't know if that's right. She's done the time. She's, you know, been in jail for however long. Can they really control her now that she's out? I think that's a bit rough.
Yeah, I think she needs to see if she is innocent, which she has said that she is.
Exactly. She's never, never said that she was guilty.
Let's say she is innocent and she's done that time. She's got to see something out of it.
Yeah,
you've
that's
get
pretty.
Something for that. That I mean, is a lot of your life.
Do you think she's innocent?
Oh.
That's a big question, isn't it?
It's a conversation that can go back and forward for ages. I think.
It's hard to make a judgment when you weren't there and you weren't right near it.
With all the stuff that could potentially go wrong in that airport, I think my gut feeling says innocent.
Because you've been to Bali quite a few times.
Yeah.
If you watch the documentary, I can't remember who did it. I think it was 60 Minutes or one of those. There's a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff that adds up to that.
Footage didn't get checked, and the whole deal could
potentially be involved.
What, because of her dad?
Oh, there's just a lot of background stuff, but, you know, I'm not going to judge someone based on their background.
Do you think she'll go back to Bali ever after she comes back?
I think that's a long enough stay in Bali, don't you?
Never to return to Bali? Do you think she'll come back with an accent? Because she's been there that long. Hey, I go to Bali for 2 weeks, I come back saying, oh, no. Special price. Like, I say that stuff after 2 weeks. She's been there 10-plus years.
Well.
She'll be bartering with people on the Gold Coast.
She's got a good Bali tan, though.
Oh, well, that's, I mean.
Not 10 years of your life worth.
Not worth it.
No.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
101.3.
Check it out.
CFM.
We've given away some big tickets over the last couple of weeks.
Adele Gold Seats last Friday.
Birds of Tokyo
this morning. We've also got tickets for this.
Free and Gaunty's Bob for Bieber.
All right, Justin Bieber, he's in town Wednesday night. You can go along to the show. So
tickets to see the Biebs.
We sat down and we thought we've got two double passes to give away to Bieber. How do we make it fair? How do we do something never done on radio before? Hamish and Andy have stolen all the good ideas. I mean, what are we going to do?
Let's make people Bob for apples and they win tickets for Bieber.
Oh, I love it.
Bob for Bieber.
I love it.
So, I know a lot about apples. My dad's an apple farmer.
Yeah.
So I've done this plenty of times.
You'd be a gun at this
and
game.
It's not easy.
Well, we thought this is the way it could work, right, is that people could come down on Wednesday morning to the radio station, rock up, be here by 8 o'clock and just get ready to Bob for apples and the winner will take home the tickets.
So the most apples taken out in a time frame will win.
So how many spots have we got?
10.
10 spots.
We're going to open it up for 10 people. 10 people are going to be bobbing on Wednesday morning for Bieber.
So people will come down.
Yes.
And we're going to give away raffle tickets and draw out 10 people.
Everyone gets a raffle ticket then we will draw out the spots.
Should we give away a guaranteed spot right now?
So a guaranteed spot in those 10. Yeah, for sure.
All right, 13, 12, 16 right now. Guaranteed spot. You could be seeing this live. Have you got any tips for people for bobbing for apples? Like,
Here's my tip.
Here's your tip. All right, this is good. Your dad's an apple farmer. You know what
I should
what
know.
Is. You know what goes
My
down.
Tip is either try and bite straight into the apple.
Yes.
Or try and grab the stalk of the apple.
Oh, how do you do that with your head in the water, though? I mean, that's a
lot. Oh, you got to be willing, and also wear waterproof mascara if you wear mascara.
Because otherwise it burns?
No,
the eyes?
It'll be everywhere.
Right, okay.
And be willing to get wet. That is the key.
All right, there's tips from a professional, the daughter of an apple farmer right there. That's how you're going to get these Bieber tickets on Wednesday morning. If you'd like to come down, be at the station by 8 a.m. because that is the cutoff.
If you're here after 8:01, it's cut off.
No chance.
No chance of getting in.
No chance of getting the tickets. But rock up, Henry Parry Drive, radio station. We've got the big grassed area and a nice big car park. But quickly, the guaranteed spot to bob for apples this morning goes to... Good morning.
Hi.
Who we got there?
Kate,
you are going to be bobbing for Bieber.
Awesome.
Guaranteed spot on Wednesday morning, so you don't have to grab a raffle ticket. You are 100% going to have a crack at this thing.
Sweet, thanks.
All right.
Have you ever bobbed before?
No.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, get some practice
at home.
Get some practice in.
All right, I'll do that.
Okay, Wednesday morning, it's going down. Bobbing for Bieber. The stupid stuff we do.
No, I like it.
I like it too.
It'll be good.
Here it's me.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
101.3.
Check it out.
CFM.
Call right now if you lie about your age. It can be older or younger.
In any situation.
In any situation. But my auntie told me on the weekend that she's been on our show before, my auntie. She's a bit of a cougar. She's dated a couple of the younger guys. She was married for... 30, 40 years and then left her husband.
Now she's just up for a good time, right?
She's up for a good time. She's a great lady. And she told me on the weekend that she's on the internet dating.
Has been
for a little while.
Get on.
And she said to me, she put her real age up at first, which is 58. She's 58, but she looks good for 58.
Yeah.
She's got a good body happening. Like she just wants to party with someone. And she said all she was getting was guys in their late 60s.
That old?
Late 60s, early 70s.
What sort of site is she on?
I think she was on Plenty of Fish.
Plenty of Fish, okay.
Yeah.
Because doesn't Tinder have a cutoff age?
I don't think so.
I think there might be.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
But she said to me, she goes, I just changed my age. She goes, I put it at 53, and she goes, it really changes.
Who you get.
And
doesn't she want an established man in their 60s who is, you know...
She's very young at heart. She can keep up with... She used to date a 36-year-old.
So that's the bracket she's looking for.
No, she's not looking for that. She's looking for someone around her own age, which I think is fair enough.
Okay.
And she started talking to a guy on there who was 52. And the first thing this guy said to her was, I find a lot of... people on here change their age.
Guilty.
And lie about their age. She didn't say anything.
Yeah.
And
they've been on a few dates?
No, so they've been chatting for a little while over the text and over the phone, and now she's worried about meeting up with him.
Because he'll find out.
Well,
eventually.
I don't know if they got into a real relationship, eventually he would find out.
Lie till you die, Jules. Lie till you die.
Do you think it's wrong?
What?
Do you think it's wrong?
No. No, I think it's cool. I mean, the thing is, if he eventually, you know, they do go out seriously and he likes her for who she is,
it shouldn't really matter
too much.
It's not wrong to lie about your age, ever.
A little white lie just to get the guy over the line. I think it's fine.
I find I am even starting to lie about my age.
Are you dropping it?
Couple of years.
What, 24 or something?
No, 25.
25? Don't you think guys...
Why is that a big shock? I can't pull off 25.
I just thought maybe guys would want to, you know, date a girl who's kind of got her own thing going on.
I don't think it's even about that. I think it's just for my own...
Yeah, well, everyone's the
just
same, aren't they?
Just to feel young, you know?
Drop a couple years off here or there. Look, I feel like if I was single, Jules and I'd be a great match. You could call me Uncle Gaundy or something. Hey? Don't like that idea.
That makes me feel sick. But you are in that age bracket. You've hit your 30s, so...
Her daughter was keen.
No, she wasn't.
The hot cousin was pretty keen
on
the Gaun.
No, she wasn't. Julie's daughter was never keen on you. God. Never keen on you.
Leave me alone. 13, 12, 16, if you've ever lied about your age to get someone over the line.
Do you think it's wrong?
Do you think it's... Okay, you want to find out the jury.
Yeah.
You want the jury on this one.
Do you want to give it to Julie? Is it wrong to lie about your age? Would you be annoyed...
If you found out. Yeah, put
it
to the people.
I want to know from the fellas and the ladies as well.
13, 12, 16, it's Bree and Uncle Gaundy here
at
C.
No, it's not.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
101.3.
Check it out.
CFM.
It's an interesting one.
My Auntie Jules, the cougar. She's in the dating game.
The Cougs.
She's dated a few younger men, but
she finds
herself. She's on some dating sites.
She's a good time.
She's 58. She looks amazing.
Yep.
And she found that when she was putting her real age, 58, all she was getting was guys in their 70s. And she's young at heart. She needs someone who can keep up with her. So she changed her age to 53.
What about someone in their 70s that are rich and maybe not well of health?
No.
Well, you could
stop it.
You could cash in there.
Mm. Is it wrong to lie about your age?
Kylie, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, guys.
Thanks for calling the show.
Do you think it's wrong, Kyles?
Oh, it is so wrong. Like, you can't do it. You just got to be honest from the very start or you're going to come unstuck. Like, you just can't lie about things like that. You're only going to make yourself look like a bit more of a goose.
So honesty is the best policy in this one.
It is. And, you know, either you go with the age or you don't. Like, it's just the way life's going to go, isn't it? You know,
Kylie, if you were dating a guy and he said he was a certain age and you were dating him and you fell completely in love with the guy and then you find out months into the relationship he's actually 7 years younger or older, what would you think?
I would think he was an idiot. But if you have that connection together, then that's great. If the age was never an issue to start off with, then I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay.
But, you know, honesty is the best policy. If it had been me, I'd be like, well, you know what? You look like the idiot because I wouldn't lie about things like that.
This is
what I actually look like. At the age of 30, not like you.
That's
like,
true.
Getting fired up about it. Chantelle this morning, good morning.
Hey, how you going?
Very well. What do you think?
All the time. I forget how old I am and my son reminds me because we share the same birthday. But, like, it's my 40th this year and I keep saying I'm 35 and I'm having a 35th. So... like, I was 32 for ages and my daughter went, Mum, I think we need to just up it just a little bit. So I went, yep, cool, I was going to go 35.
Is it actually your 40th?
Yes.
So you're lying on a daily basis just out of wanting to stay young, but what about when it comes to dating? Have you had any trouble there? Are you got a partner?
I'm married, so my husband thinks I'm 35.
Okay.
I tell him I'm 35, and he goes, yeah, cool, well, I'll be 40. I said, no, you're not, you're 43.
He's locked away.
That's all right.
He knows. So she can lie, but the husband, he has to tell the truth.
He knows exactly what he's getting, you know. There's no way around that. James, good morning.
Morning.
Morning, how's it going?
Well, mate. What's your take on this? Lie about your age or not?
Oh, I don't do it personally, but I don't see anything wrong with it.
Okay, you don't think it's a big deal?
No, not really. I got a mate who goes out and he likes the older birds, so he says he's about 29.
Really, James?
So 20, and he ups it by 6 years?
Yep.
Wow.
Sometimes he gets away with it. Other times, not really.
Does he look 29?
Oh, he looks a bit older.
Okay.
But not 29.
How old are we talking, James?
How old does he look? How old does he like him? From 30 onwards, probably.
30 onwards.
So my auntie's single. Yeah,
she's 58.
And he doesn't care. He lies about his age. She does. There's already something in common. Would he be keen?
There's a connection.
There's a connection.
Would he go for a 58-year-old who says she's 53?
I wouldn't put it by him.
Yeah, well.
All right.
Would she take a 23-year-old, Jules?
Hey, she's had a 36-year-old.
That's a pretty big jump down, 13 years.
Yeah, you're trading up.
Be good. They've got the same sort of mentality about the party lifestyle.
Yeah.
Jules and a 23-year-old. You could definitely see it happening. You'd have a 23-year-old uncle.
Hey, more fun at Christmas time for me.
That's not true.
Another drinking buddy.
Hey, James, pick of the prizes this morning, mate. You want to go see Birds of Tokyo, the Mariners, or Hot Tub Wine Machine this weekend?
Probably Birds of Tokyo.
Birds of Tokyo, good choice. We got your tickets this week. Birds of Tokyo, they're playing live Friday, March 24 at the Entrance Leagues Club. You can get tickets on sale now, birdsoftokyo.com.
James should take his mate. A lot of old birds at Birds of Tokyo.
Oh, well, there would be, wouldn't there?
There'd be a couple hanging around.
Just quickly before we wrap up the show this morning, Emily, you always lie about your age. Emily's gone.
No comment.
Yeah, no comment. Missed out on the tickets. Thanks for your call this morning, guys. We are done for a Monday. Jason Derulo on the show tomorrow. Is that happening?
Yeah, Jay Derulo's on the show tomorrow. We need to ask him about his friendship with Elmo.
With Elmo,
who we had on the show last week.
And we're looking to get the winner of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here on the show tomorrow as well, if you've been watching
Whoever that may be. And guess what?
What's that?
We've got an early mark today.
Why's that? Because our boss isn't here.
Yeah, I'm getting out early.
We've already put in overtime. It's just a minute to nine.
I'm out.
Should have been gone 3 minutes ago. We'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
101.3.
Check it out.
CFM.